Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. It was a long holiday weekend. And so it's time to gather around the locker room and Leroy to hand out his game balls in game bums.
Bum.
What do you got for us today, Leroy?
Game ball goes to all the people that came over, including my two cousins from New Orleans. It was fun. I hadn't seen one in like 20 years. So it was kind of cool, fun hanging out with them. Everybody got along, blew up some fireworks. Fun all around, just fun to have people over or whatever. Game bump. I don't know how we want to do this. Tell me if I'm off.
Okay.
My game bump goes to new neighbors two doors down.
Why?
Who blew up all their fireworks on Saturday night.
Oh, well, maybe they had obligations.
No.
Nope, 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 nope.
What time was it?
10?
Borderline.
Nah, can't do it.
Firework, you got to blow fireworks or with firework blow up day.
We talked about this, though. We gave a reprieve for the weekend. We said no, because it is a weekend.
You got to finish your fireworks on Saturday and Sunday. You can't do the whole shebang.
Yeah, the whole show.
Let's say you got a couple left over because it was raining.
It might have been my neighbor next door.
Hmm.
It was new neighbors, two doors down. But I'm like, hey, man, who had, like, he had 100 cars parked outside his house on Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he had to work on Friday night. What does he do? Is he like a doctor or something?
I don't know. He just moved in. They're still getting their roof put on.
Something that came up. Like, we're gonna do 4th of July on the
5th. That's why I said I'm throwing up. You get my game ball because I wanted to get some sleep from being up half the night on Friday night.
Bum.
And so went to bed a little early, and then for like 45 minutes, I had to listen to his fireworks.
Hunter says the real question is how long before Tobin makes a Norman Powell song. Dun dun dun. I got the power.
Ooh, it's already done.
Come on, that's not a make good.
That's pretty good. Come on, Leroy.
I mean,
I got the power.
We're working. Hey, hey, jackass! I couldn't take a afternoon nap. I was cooking.
Ah. No, Leroy, don't listen to them. Saturday fireworks are egregious. He's not a doctor. He's a sandwich artist. I know what he does. There's no way he should be working on Friday. This was, you're completely right on this. Don't let them bully you into thinking that this is just old curmudgeonly right.
Now, boy. Now, I was thinking, because Marcos,
yeah,
I wanted to give the game ball to you.
All right. Wait, but why?
And here's why.
Yeah. Wait, why?
There is nothing.
Hear him out.
That pisses me off more. You go to the store and you buy something and you think you're getting a good deal and value for your money, and then one of your old dumb friends call back that go back the next day and say, got it for a third of the price. Everything was on sale.
Yeah, that sucks.
So he
sent me a text.
The opposite happened to me, though.
He sent me a text and said, everything is 70% off.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out if I still won.
No, you did, because it was already 70% off, but it was buy one, get one with you.
But the buy one, get one was gone.
No buy one, get one. They take the buy one, get one off, and they put a sign that says 70% off. But it was already, I was here on Monday, sir. This was $13.99. You're not fooling me by telling me now that, oh, this is a deal. It's 70% off. No, so
the old sales switcheroo.
They just changed the signs up. And everything that you got for 2 for 1, remember the jumbo shrimp and the mad dogs?
Yeah.
70% off, which was just, this is the normal price. I was here a few days ago. This is just the normal price. But shame on me. So, I mean, I'll take the L on that one. But it was good to know. You know, it's more information in the brain. More information for next year.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he called, like, yeah. So I was like, did I get got if I should I have gone 2 days later? Nah. Was it a lot of people there?
Oh, it was a lot of people. You know that back part where you're like, what do we use that back part for?
The one time, the last time we went, we had to park in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. I had to wait for a spot to be open.
Yeesh. Yeah. Wow.
Me and I don't want to call him Wakanda Forever. I don't know his name.
He was there again?
He was there again. And this time real police presence was there too. There was about 6 or 7 cars, security, everything. It was crazy.
Hey, I'm just telling you, I never seen, like, not on the movies, that wasn't the movie, I never seen a guy get strapped up and locked and loaded like that. He just kept opening up different doors in his car and putting out a different part for his utility belt. Then he opened up the trunk, put on a vest, then got 2 clips. I mean, it was crazy.
Landon says, Utah might as well let Lori come to the Heat. Oh, but more, we become more of Little Finland? We now expand Little Finland to other sports?
I like that.
How does it work in a 3-team trade? You know what I've always wondered? Like, do we have to talk to Danny Ainge in this case? I guess so, right? Like, or does do the Clippers facilitate? Do they get on a 3-way call? How does it work? Do you have to have a group chat and be like, ugh, I'm on the...
Well, because you find out, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You find out who's getting what, right? Who wants who? Whether they want an expiring contract or whatever, right? Then you figure out what you want. And then what if you can include in your trade a trade that was going to happen between the Clippers and Utah, but you kind of facilitated so you can get Powell.
Right.
And like, so when they had won last week, it was 7 teams.
The KD trade ended up being 17. Yeah. And so I was wondering, like, is that all on the Suns?
No.
And the Rockets? Like,
that's people going to the Suns and say, what do you want? Right?
Can we get in on this?
And then somebody going there would say, well, oh, I'm just going to release him. And they say, I'll take him. And it just kind of, but that's probably why they weren't doing nothing last week.
I was just wondering, like, if the Heat are like, ugh, Danny Ainge is in the trade, though. We're going to get Norman Powell. We got to ship K-Love to the Utah Jazz. So it means one of us has to call Ainge.
Right. But what's most important for them? Either get rid of K-Love or have that expiring contract.
Well, I don't know what. I think they're just in full boom. They're blowing up. That's why I'm wondering, like, what are they going to do with Lauri Markkanen? Because they seem very much like, hey, if you're taking on these deals and you're getting Clippers pick, it feels like you're gonna go full steam ahead to still tank, unless, you know, unless there's another move from them that we don't see, which I guess
I hate that phrase tanking, because these teams have a plan. Like, team that traded for Kevin Durant, Houston, right? They have a plan of what they want to end up with and whatever, and they kind of just work it out through that. Like, some of these trades, there's only 2 things where you say, how do you end up there? Buyout, salary cap, or you're getting a player or a pick, right? So with all the teams wanting or having demands on what they want or need, sometimes you got to go to a third party and get and kind of finagle it so everybody gets what they want. Now, the Clippers just seem like they'll just take anybody because they can, in effect, be free of that money next year.
Yeah, the Jazz. The Clippers are sticking. I mean, they're still taking on some dough.
The Jazz,
I don't know what they're doing. Although I think John Collins is on expiring, too.
I think the Clippers didn't want to pay
Norman Powell. Yeah, I'm sure. I get it. Like,
they got more money sunk into it. Broke down old players than anybody.
Brother, friend, $40 million a year for 30 for James Harden. After that game 7,
bucket getter,
Leroy. I mean, did he poop the bed so hard every time in the playoffs? Like, that game's. Oh my god! And you know what's gonna happen. You have nobody. Hey, you have no. I don't know why I'm yelling at you guys. You just gave us Norman Powell for nothing. But you have nobody to blame but yourself. Anyway,
we thought that was a bad deal when they brought in Kawhi and Paul George. simply because they're both guys that are banged up. And just as it played out, you didn't get much of them together.
Julio says, Tobin got me excited. The Florida Panthers and now has me believing that he will make some noise this year. Hey, look, man. I'm just happy they're actually like participating. It's nice. It's nice to have a summer where we're doing something and a good move. You know, I don't know what this does as far as moving the needle for him, but it's like, hey, at least this to me is like, at least you're giving Bam and Tyler, should they be here, which it seems like they're going to, like, you're giving them an actual fighting chance.
So
like,
let me ask you a question. And I'm going to just do it this way. I signed two guys to a max contract. Right? I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Don't come at me saying we don't have enough. You held out for enough money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear I don't have anybody. We're not paying everybody else. We're paying you two guys. So I feel like when you start having those conversations and saying, I can't get any help, it's a cop-out for an athlete. Right? You want to be the star. You want to be this guy. You got to do it. And so from that standpoint, like when you say finally somebody to help Tyler and Bam, I get it and I agree with you. But they should not be saying anything on that. Because guess what? What if the Heat come to Tyler after saying that and say, well, we ain't maxing you out because we got to have money to go get somebody else because you can't do it alone.
No, I get you. That's fair. I mean, like you know, you leave yourself less wiggle room for complaints when it's like, hey, that's this, right. And the situation they're in. But for right now, he's not maxed out, and they got to figure out what they're going to do with that contract. And I do think it's a little like what the Hawks are doing with Trae Young, right? Like Trae Young is going to be up for an extension, and you're going to have to decide if you're the Hawks, like, hey, do we max out Trae Young again? It's like, well. At least let me find out if a team with Trae Young that has the right pieces around it can succeed. And to my standpoint, well, you can't shake your head. I mean, he has made an Eastern Conference final. They're a good team. That's a good roster.
It is now. They made a lot of good moves. A lot of good moves.
So I just think for the Heat standpoint, like, oh, like you're just continuing to get every move just felt like subtraction. Like finally they flipped two pieces you weren't going to use for somebody who gives you one of your biggest needs.
Right. Well, the other thing is that how do you think this wasn't in the work when you were complaining?
Cause it wasn't, I could just tell. I made some noise, you know, and look, I'm sorry I had to go about it the way that I did.
No, you're not.
But
yeah, wait, let me say this. You better not say it.
What?
You know how you do.
What do I do?
You're welcome, Miami Heat.
No. I'm not going to say you're welcome. I'm giving them credit where credit's due. But if you're going to act like they haven't felt the little heat, pun intended, lately from where they're at with this lack of movement and how pissed off the fans have been, you're sorely mistaken. Trust me. I was getting – look, here's the truth of it, Leroy. I walked in that building on draft night. I was getting a lot of side eye, a lot of people, but also it was a look of guilt. Like, you made some points. And now I'm happy because we got action, Jack. Like, that's what I've been waiting for.
Did it feel who like had normal? Didn't? Wait. Before free agency started, who had Norman Powell on their radar?
Not for the Heat.
Yeah. Okay. All right. At least you're being honest.
Not for the Heat. I didn't see that one coming. Take a break, get to more stuff, including something I am a little concerned about with the Heat, but maybe I'm just overreacting. Take a break.
Let's not forget J-Fig, her attendance. It's about that time.
Yeah, we still got like another 45 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Back after this.